So I'm lost and alone, and the world is just overwhelming. Everywhere I look, there's just something that needs to be done, and I feel powerless to even complete it. I can't even think of where to begin, and no matter what direction I look. And God, it just feels so crumbling. Because even though you may have this body surrounding you of people that are there to reach out and help, it's humiliating to say, I need that help. Or even worse, they do help and it's not done to your satisfaction. Even in the rearview mirror when you're driving down the road, there is so much commotion and chaos behind you that all you can think is, if I hurry up and get through this, there will be something at the end. But you're driving, and I'm still driving. I'm 33 years later, and I'm still driving, pedal to the metal, nonstop, picking up passengers along the way, and it's not ending. Nothing is better for me. And then I just think, weren't the apostles in prison and preaching the gospel and sending letters, and they were in their own hell? And we're all called to be in ours, no matter what that looks like. It doesn't matter whether you're middle of a fire, whether you're the one who started it, whether you're just a mom who's overwhelmed, or maybe you're retired and not knowing what to do with yourself. But God calls us to praise his name from where we are. And he kept it so simple. He didn't ask us to look around and how to help that person. He didn't ask us to figure out what to do with the Middle East. He gave us one thing to do, and that was to break bread and remember him. That's it. It doesn't have to be impossible. It doesn't have to be taking on the world. It doesn't have to be about the 10 loads of laundry you have and how sticky your floor's on or why there's poop on your couch. It's not about that. It's about, what are we doing here today together? Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. 1 Peter 5:7. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Please enjoy this meal with me.